Research behind effective questioning. Educational research emphasizes the critical role of questioning in classroom discussions and its positive effect on learning. John Hattie's research from 2009 highlights the impact of effective questioning on student achievement. Hattie uses effect sizes to demonstrate how different teaching strategies affect learning outcomes. His findings show that questioning has an effect size of 0.82, which is significantly above average. This means that questioning can have a strong, measurable impact on student learning. In addition, Hattie connects questioning with feedback, which has an effect size of 0.73. Feedback, particularly when it flows from students to teachers, plays a key role in improving teaching practices and learning outcomes. Effective questioning provides valuable feedback, allowing teachers to refine their teaching based on students' responses. Research from Alexander, 2015, and Mercer and Hodgkinson, 2008, delves into the importance of classroom talk, or oracy. They emphasize that when teachers use questioning as a tool for dialogic teaching, they foster deeper understanding and greater student participation. This dialogue-driven approach encourages students to express their thoughts, engage in debate, and refine their thinking through collaboration and interaction. Dialogic teaching, powered by questioning, helps learners build confidence in expressing their ideas, develop reasoning and articulation skills, improve collaborative thinking, enhancing overall learning outcomes. Bloom's taxonomy is a framework for categorizing educational goals, helping teachers design questions that promote deeper understanding. It consists of 6 cognitive levels: remembering, understanding, applying, analyzing, evaluating, and creating. In the classroom, effective questioning begins with low-order questions that focus on recall and comprehension, remembering and understanding, and progressively moves to higher-order questions that challenge students to apply knowledge, analyze information, evaluate ideas, and ultimately create new solutions. This approach encourages critical thinking and helps students engage more deeply with the material. You can find out more about these pieces of research in the further reading section.